From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
We, the jury in the above-entitled case, find the defendant not guilty of a lewd act upon a minor child as charged in count two of the indictment.
I'm not going to look back and apologize for anything we've done. We did a very conscientious, thorough job, as did the Sheriff's Department investigating this case.
Her brain was profoundly atrophied. The brain weighed 615 grams, roughly half of the expected weight of a human brain. This damage was irreversible, and no amount of therapy or treatment would have regenerated the massive loss of neurons.
We discovered that this drug therapy was remarkably effective in black patients, and that led to the new trial, which has recently been completed, that showed a dramatic benefit of this drug combination in African-American patients with heart failure.
It would be wonderful to understand if there is a difference between response in dark-skinned versus light-skinned individuals. What is that really all about? Because I bet it has nothing to do with their skin.
The United States government, let alone the U.S. military, does not want to be in the position of holding suspected terrorists any longer than is absolutely necessary. But as long as there remains a need to keep terrorists from striking again, a facility will continue to be needed.
If I read this to you and I did not tell you that it was an FBI agent describing what Americans had done to prisoners in their control, you would most certainly believe this must have been done by Nazis or Soviets in their gulags or some mad regime.